Hello, this is Heat Wow, what we're obsessed with, a weekly podcast from the people behind Heat. It covers everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly every Friday. For more celeb gossip, the magazine's out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7 and heatworld.com's got all the breaking news. I'm Lydia Batham, one of the entertainment reporters. I'm joined today by Heat's news writer, Charlotte Oliver.
Hi.
And Heat World's Polly Foreman.
Hiya.
And first up, we're going to be talking about Wayne and Colleen.
Colleen's had quite a week of it, hasn't she? I really feel for her, and she's been tweeting, even saying, "Just can you just leave me and my kids alone?" Like, I think I'm really.
I know they've been chasing her in their car and stuff. It's awful. It's such a trouble.
It's the way that they've always been treated when these things happen as well, which must be really hard to deal with. So, shall we go through everything that's kind of happened with them? So, it all started when he was arrested for drink driving.
Yep, she was abroad. This was over the weekend. He was arrested for drink driving, what was it, a Beetle or something. It's not his normal car. Then comes out afterwards that not only was he drink driving, he was also driving a woman back to her home. And therefore asking suddenly a lot of questions about what Wayne's been up to again, because obviously he has got a bit of history of, you know, playing off field, as it were.
And do you know what really struck me about it? The girl afterwards, did you see her interview she did? Oh. She was kind of like, well, you can't really blame me because, like, nothing happened. I mean, we definitely would have shagged, but,
yeah.
Like...
And then she's like, oh, and just forgive him, Colleen, babe. Like, just forgive him. It's like, why would Colleen ever value your opinion on this?
I know, why wouldn't she say we weren't going to shag? Like, yeah, it makes no sense. She's like, yeah, we definitely would have done if we didn't get caught, but, you know...
She's really trying to get...
very silly.
Someone that wanted her 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think this is the... a crossroads for Colleen, like she needs to decide what to do now, whether or not to stay with him? Do you think she'll ever leave?
Well, apparently she said she is going to stay with him. Sources close to her.
Oh, but then, did you then see that she tweeted saying, who are these friends who seem to know what I'm up to? I don't know. I mean, she's pregnant with their fourth child, so clearly that's going to have to be playing on her mind. But this has been going on for so long now. This isn't just a one-off incident. This happened from when they were 16 onwards.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly is not going to change. So if she's willing to deal with having her husband, who's like a serial philanderer or whatever, then good luck to her. But I just think there must come a time when you just say this isn't, you can't do this, you can't get away with it anymore.
But then when you have been with someone from as young as they have been, the idea of going alone and not being with that person anymore must be absolutely terrifying. And
I feel really sad because they've got three kids together. They've got another one on the way, so it's obviously putting a huge amount of pressure on her. Mm. Whereas, like, there probably wouldn't be the same pressure if she wasn't pregnant. And I think lots of people are kind of like, oh, it should happen. They should stay together because she's pregnant and stuff. And it's like, oh.
I just feel like all these footballers, like, what, you know, it's just, do we just let them get away with it? Because it just is the thing that they all do. I mean, I know obviously relationships are different. Maybe they do have some sort of agreement. Maybe when she's away, it's allowed, but it just seems to be always the women who are having to pick up the slack when the guy goes off and plays around like that.
I don't know if you've been in clubs where there are footballers and you do see women that are actively targeting them as well.
Yeah, so easy for them. They don't need to, they could just literally look at a woman the right way.
And this girl is getting famous through it. She's getting her 5 minutes of fame. She's probably got like loads of followers on Instagram through it as well, so...
Oh, that just makes me feel depressed.
I know. Apparently her like family have disowned her or something. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I didn't,
like,
know.
Like her sister posted on Facebook like that they aren't talking to her anymore.
Well,
and
quite
stuff.
Frankly, Laura Simpson deserves it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't mind
her family and not... Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean, Colleen as well. I just think, like, you know, she has been in the spotlight herself at a very young age and she's done really well. Like they say, oh, you know, she might not want to leave Wayne because of the money. Like, she's made their brand really successful. She's this really popular yummy mummy with her own ranges and fashion and stuff, and I just think she shouldn't be sort of the doormat to all this. And I really hope that if she does stick with him, I hope she makes him pay. And I'm not talking
definitely.
About it from his wallet, I'm talking real grumbling.
Anyway, there has been some other fun things going on.
On a
very much a lighter note. A bit of a bit of a tone change, but the TV Choice Awards were this week.
Yeah.
Where Everyone was there. It's kind of like a real variety of people, isn't it? You've got everyone from like the Love Island cast, mm-hmm. you've got like This Morning, you've got Strictly, it brings out Mary Berry.
Oh, Mary. Oh.
Did you see this story about Katie Price jiggling her boobs in Mary Berry's face?
No.
Oh my God. So yeah, she was spotted basically, she apparently made a beeline for Mary Berry.
Okay.
As soon as she got there, two and a half hours late, obviously. And just started talking about her implants, how her boobs were falling out of her dress. And Mary Berry was just started sitting there like, oh gosh, yes, yeah, no, you're fine.
Oh, I hope there was some baking innuendo.
Yeah.
Sure
Mary Berry strikes me as the kind of person that, although obviously she didn't, that might be like, oh, I wouldn't mind having a little feel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I think she's not as prudy as we might think.
Yeah. She loved it, to be honest.
Well, she loved the bake-off, and like she knew exactly what was going on with those innuendos, didn't she?
About wanting to eat the carpet. I can't quite remember. Am I taking this way out of context? But it was so funny.
I do remember.
Mary Berry, you're a naughty little minx.
She also gave us her opinion on the Bake Off.
It's a wonderful format, you know, and it'll do really well.
Was there a bit of a pang of like, oh, the tent?
I was really interested because Prue Leith, I think, would have been my first choice to take my place, and she's knows a lot, and she'll do it very well.
Mel Gedroych, and she's friends with Sandy and Noel, and she was like, they're a very good team. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. But of course, Mel and Sue, I know so well from the programme.
Dare One Best Soap. What do you make of that? I can't say I watch it. But these are voted for by the people.
True,
this is the audience. This is the TV Choice readers. It's the most popular TV magazine out there. They must know something that we don't.
Yeah.
We all have to tune in, apparently.
I mean, yeah. I trust the readers, but I'm a bit shocked.
But it's won a lot of awards this year, hasn't it? Because I think it won some of the best storyline awards at the Soap Awards. And so it does cover some quite big issues, I think, which maybe that...
A bit of a moment. Yeah. I'll start watching it.
But then it's good because I feel like it was always a battle between EastEnders and Coronation Street. And it felt like it was very much a north-south divide. I don't know if you felt like that.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's kind of good that it's branching out and the other soaps are kind of getting up there and...
Yeah, I'm Team Emmerdale actually. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Well, 7 o'clock, we'll be there.
I've never watched it, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, we'll find a way. And so Rylan, he was apparently very, very drunk, is this right?
I mean, we've all been Rylan, haven't we? Literally, like, I feel like the posher the event is and the least appropriate it is for me to get drunk, I will get drunk. I'm exactly like Rylan.
But that's where there's always more... free alcohol,
exactly.
And so you can't kind of not,
but
can you?
He's been on a bender before even getting there.
Yeah, apparently he met his friend in the street and was like, let's go for a drink. I've got the TV Choice Awards later.
It's pre-lash, isn't it? That's what he was doing.
Yeah. I love that though. It's nice for people to like let their hair down and just have some fun. And that's the thing, because they're not televised, although the people have to do the red carpet and things, nothing really, aside from if you win an award, no one's filming you.
It's
whereas
true.
Every other award you go to, normally there's like cameras
it's like
everywhere.
Apparently they're sort of a cesspit of debauchery.
Really?
Because it's not televised.
I love that phrase.
Yeah.
I love that.
The drink flows freely.
Oh,
it's like stars in the wild, celebrities in the wild, isn't it? Where you just really see them let their hair down and just become themselves.
As you say, like, we've all been a Rylan. You could just imagine just him waking up for the next morning after Holly and Phil have been trying to FaceTime him. He's just like, oh my God, what have I done?
Who did I like accost? Who did I like? Did I go over to Mary Berry and be like, I just love you so much?
Being a celebrity as well, because you know you're going to be in the tabloids all the day next day. And it's just like, oh God.
Yeah.
But when they do that, we, like with Phil and Holly, when they won This Morning, when was it for the awards last year? And they turned up at... to record in the same clothes before.
Yeah.
We just warmed them because it just shows the sort of like the side of humanity is not really filtered or anything.
And why shouldn't we all be able to celebrate and have a bit of fun and let your hair down every now and again?
A waste of the booze otherwise.
Okay, so the big TV news of the week, Celebrity Dating's back. Do you guys watch it?
Oh, I love it.
I can't say I've ever seen this one.
Ever since Love Island ended and I had to sort of deal with the interim of Celebrity Big Brother, I was just counting the days.
I honestly do genuinely think it's the best thing on TV. Yeah.
Like, so how does it work then exactly? Like, as someone who's never watched it, why should I watch this one? What do they all do?
Okay, so basically the format is quite simple. So there's a celebrity dating agency. They call it a real agency, but obviously it's not for the program. So the celebrity dating agency, and they get celebrities to sign up. And this year they've got Callum Best, Arge,
Norris,
who else have they got?
Toff.
Oh, Frankie Kokoza as well. So quite Charlotte, good celebrities.
Oh,
as well.
Charlotte Dawson.
Oh, Charlotte Dawson,
we'll get
who
to
is
her.
Absolutely amazing. And they date normal members of the public. So me and you could sign up. Mm. Like, and they kind of go on dates, and a lot of them are kind of really weird, but yeah, that's basically the format. And theoretically they're supposed to find love, but obviously they never really have.
But the extra sort of the added bonus as well is that, like Love Island with Ian Sterling, who was just ripping the piss out of all the contestants, you got Rob Beckett doing the same, but mm-hmm. sort of 10 times more so. He is hilarious. Everything the celebrities do, that he just literally is doing the voiceover saying, God, these people are up their arses. It's so funny. It's
a bit,
really,
yeah, basically
good.
It laughs at itself. It's yeah. not kind of up its own arse yeah. like a lot of reality shows.
And you just
I like that.
Because these celebrities really are in sort of the real world when you let them loose. They
yeah.
are they're a danger unto themselves in the best possible way.
Mm. And Callum Best is on it, who like I always say, like, oh, he's so like, it's so predictable to fancy Callum Best, but every time I see him on TV I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love with
him.
He's so smooth
yeah,
he's ridiculously handsome as well. I can't see how anyone could not fancy
although him. Because I interviewed Nadia and Eden, who run the agency, and they said that they actually had a real issue with Callum, because he was so determined to sort of disprove the idea of him as a ladies' man, as smooth, that he really kind of turned it down.
Mm.
And he really just didn't give the whole the Callum Best thing. And by the end, they were like, they were trying to bring that out of him and make him a bit naughtier. I think we're going to see more in this week, that he really sort of holds back. And I think that he ends up being a bit dull, maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch, because you didn't imagine that. So they were saying, like, we really tried to not encourage him to be as much
like
of
a sleaze
player, but just have that naughty glint and be flirtatious,
because
he was really quite concerned about doing that again on TV, I think.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder whether, to a degree, that is a bit of a persona of his. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know how he kind of keeps it up. He's always just
got a lot of energy.
Mm. Yeah. And also, side note, did you know he's 36 years old?
I know, I was shocked by that too. But I think maybe that's what also he's sort of woken up and thought, oh my God, I'm 36.
Yeah.
And I'm still this like this playboy, and it's just it's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah,
don't you find
like 21.
Just in general though, like celebs, I either think when they're younger than me, I'm like always in shock, because I'm like, some of them just seem so much older. I don't know if it's just because they seem to have all this money and live this amazing lifestyle. I'm like, oh, look, they probably have a full fridge and I don't. So they're more adult than I am. Or like you say, they're like in their late 30s. And you're like, oh, I wouldn't have thought they were that old.
Yeah.
It's always like this middle way.
Yeah.
They're either like fetuses or grandparents.
Yeah, like all the Love Island lot are like
20.
Oh,
like, I can't. That to me,
I
just try to ignore that, because
I
can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So Arge is on this one.
This is Arge's comeback after his stint in rehab in Thailand. He looks great, actually, and I think it's quite. I mean, he's so cringe-worthily watchable.
Mm.
Last night, I haven't actually finished the episode from last night. I don't want to spoil it if anyone hasn't seen it yet. But he takes a girl out for a curry, and he's talking on camera saying, oh, I've got curry breath and I want to kiss her. It's quite funny stuff.
Aww. Yeah.
He's very
endearing.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's endearing.
Yeah.
That's what you want. So is Callum Best a celebrity that you would want to date?
Absolutely, yeah.
Or are there any others further up the list?
I'm not sure. I think out of everyone in this series, or celebs go dating, then yeah, I would say so.
Well, also, it's Frankie basically Kokoza. Him and Arge and like
Frankie Kokoza, I think there's a lot to be said.
I spoke to him as well, and I just assumed he was complete revolting, you know, as we remembered him from X
Factor.
Yeah,
I interviewed him as well.
He's
very
funny,
normal.
Isn't
he's very
he?
Sort of like, I think he's a bit scared of the media.
Yeah, don't
they
blame
did to him.
Him
after X Factor, but he seemed really lovely.
Yeah. And actually, the extra bit about celebs go dating, which is why it's so good as well, is that the receptionist, Tom, is amazing. He's so
sweet.
He's
such a babe, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
and
exactly
he's so
like
well
he on
spoken.
TV.
Oh, so much, yeah. And he says that he developed a real soft spot for Frankie this year, which just makes me so happy, because the two of them couldn't be more different. So I feel like if Tom gives his approval to Frankie and says he's an alright guy, he's alright by me.
Yeah, I kind of expected Frankie to like roll into the interview with like a fag in his mouth, like drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels. But he was just
reeking
like, oh hi. I was like, oh, blimey.
Yeah. I love that.
You changed.
Yeah, I mean, what was he, 18 and just sort of
exposed
to the big bad world of X Factor. So.
Totally. Talking of someone who won't be going on Celebs Go Dating, the other day on Saturday, I went to Game for Grenfell. And there was Cheryl.
There was Cheza.
The first public outing of Cheryl and her abs.
Yep, they were there. We'd already been given, you know, warning that there were abs because of that boat picture, which sort of, you know, suffered her return, her great comeback. But yeah, they were definitely out in full at the Grenfell event, weren't they?
So she was there. She gave out some awards to some kids, which was very sweet before the event. And then it looked like she was having a great time while she was there. But yeah, she must have been really working quite hard. But then I guess it's been a while since she had Bear. She's had plenty of time.
I mean, I feel like if I ever have a baby, I'm for like 2 years afterwards, I'm going to lie around in a pile of my own filth eating, moving at all. So I'm quite like impressed by Cheryl, to be honest.
But then when you are in the public eye and you become someone that's known for just as much for everything else but your looks, then I guess there's a lot of pressure on you, isn't there?
There is, yeah. But to be honest, I just feel like, you know, she's definitely a woman who's said in the, like, who's not pretended, she's really tried to emphasise that she is just a normal person in some ways. And I just think it puts real unrealistic expectations on the rest of us.
True.
Who clearly will not, you know, emerge abulous a few months after giving birth. And why not be a bit more real, Cheza?
Yeah.
Why not show that there are, you know, you've got bags under your eyes from sleepless nights with your tiny little bear and... You know, you weren't abtastic as soon as you gave life.
And that she probably has someone to cook for her she gets her meals prepared. And that's, I feel like there's a lot of stars that have been trying to break down that wall a bit more and like show that
and
actually...
I think that's refreshing to show that there are real struggles attached to being a new parent as well. And I mean, there's lots of sort of like... Yeah, mummy bloggy types at the moment. I think a lot of sort of, bizarrely, I don't know why, but doesn't it seem that a lot of McFly's wives are doing a lot of that? McFly and Busted seem to have wives that do that. I don't know. But I do find it refreshing. And I think Fern Cotton talks about it as well. You just see that they are real. Mm. And yes, giving birth is amazing, having a baby is amazing, but it's also really hard. And I wish Cheryl would just be a bit more real with us about it.
Do you think we're ever going to see Bear either?
Where is Bear?
I know. He will. We spend our entire lives basically just refreshing Liam Payne and Cheryl's Instagram. Please.
We've
the other day
snippets.
We got a foot.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a foot.
A little bit.
We've had a chubby hand.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the
chubby
hand.
That was on Liam's birthday. That was a birthday treat. And we've had a lot of the Bear emojis.
Mm.
So we know that maybe he just looks just like a bear.
Maybe. That was weird.
One day we'll see.
Yeah, so I thought maybe on like Mother's Day or Father's Day, but no, we didn't get anything like that. Maybe Christmas, I don't know.
What do you think of their decision to not go public with any images of Bear? Do you think it's just building up more anticipation for when they finally do it? Like you say, maybe that will be on Christmas, they'll do their first Christmas photo or something like that.
Yeah.
Or do you think they just want to keep him out the spotlight?
I think it's kind of a mixture of both, because I feel like they probably want to keep him out the spotlight, but then at the same time, they do know that when they do finally go public, it's going to be a huge, huge
I mean,
news.
The thing is, there are celebrities who we've never seen their children's faces. Like,
true.
Most of them.
Like, yeah,
and,
you're right.
You know, we see the back of their heads on Instagram and stuff, and I actually think that it's a much smarter way to do it, because, as you say, it doesn't build up all this sort of excitement and anticipation to see the child. We know the child... I think it would be easy for us to at least, you know, I just think it's teasing us with these little fragmented hands and feet images. And especially because Liam went on this massive promo trail and did not stop talking about him.
Mm.
If you really want to keep your baby private, just don't gush about him as much and then just sort of tease us with these images when you clearly have a single to promote.
Yeah. Or you could do, in a way, like a Beyonce, which is just... put the image out there.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
You've got your fix. Move on now.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're going to get.
Oh, yeah,
and no, it's...
poses Venus coming out of the cell or the Virgin Mary or whoever, you know, you choose to emulate and really go full hog on it. I would say,
I feel
picture Bear out in a bear suit and just make us happy.
Yeah. And it'll be done and everyone will move on.
Exactly.
But maybe that's what they don't want. Maybe they don't want everyone just to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then finally, this morning, I ended up going into like a deep internet hole because I saw that Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have officially confirmed their romance, which has been, apparently there's been rumours of this one going for around like 4 years.
She's finally free.
Yeah.
Apparently the reason it had to be kept private was because it was written into her sort of divorce type contract with the ex, Tom Cruise, master Scientologist as he is, that, yeah, she couldn't go public with any relationships for 5 years after they broke up.
Yeah. Isn't it?
But then again, I think, well, I think she was so keen to cut loose from him as quickly as possible.
Because it was like 10 or 15 days, wasn't it, from when she filed divorce to signing.
I think he must have said, like, must have agreed with her, I'll let you loose if you come to these terms. And she just thought, well, I need to get me and Suri away as quickly as possible.
In a way, much as that was forced and that's not what you'd want, and I can understand them getting exhausting, having to hide things, it's meant that they've managed to build a very real relationship for a number of years, completely behind the...
How did they actually... what is their relationship? Is it Netflix and chill? Just Netflix and chill?
But then you go on the internet and there's people that have spotted them out and about in restaurants having dinner, and there have been pictures of them holding hands.
As you say, they were photographed holding hands in like a studio or something. And they were like, oh no, we're just good friends and stuff.
Always kind of known it, but to have it official on their lovely little romantic walk along the beach, it was nice. It was nice to see they had a happy ending.
Yeah, and do you know, actually, it made me feel quite emotional. It just seemed very genuine.
Yeah.
And obviously, but I guess as well for Casey, she did. I mean, you look at it, she married Tom Cruise within 18 months of meeting him. Mm. And maybe the fact that she's had this time to properly get to know someone without the world looking at you. I always think that about celebrities. As soon as you're even dating, like you think about the awkward stages of just dating someone and everyone knows that that's what you're doing. No wonder they don't succeed so often.
And also, do you remember that media circus? I mean, Tom Cruise was jumping on sofas on Oprah.
Oh, God.
And they were being so in your face, and it was so revolting, and it was really pretty fake as well, probably.
And it was her teenage crush, wasn't it? She said she used to have, like, posters of him. So imagine if your teenage crush suddenly, like, fancied you as well and wanted to be with you, then you would probably just get swept up in it all and think
so
it was really exciting.
I'm just happy for Tom Cruise's exes, that they just seem so much happy. I mean, look at all of them, because you've got Nicole Kidman, who is so happily married.
I saw her on the front cover of something the other day, and she looks incredible.
She's radiant with joy.
Yeah.
And then you have Penelope Cruz, who's happy as Larry with Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
And you've got Katie, that I think, you've got to go through this awkward spell dating Tom Cruise, but if you get through it, the other side is just rosy days ahead.
Yeah, and he's not really had a relationship, a proper long-term relationship since Katie, has he?
He's been too busy,
breaking limbs.
Ruling Scientologists.
Yeah. Well, I think that's everything from us this week. We've dissected all of the big gossip. Again, this is Heat's Wow podcast. It's everything we're obsessed with. It comes out every Friday. There's more celeb gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. And of course, heatwell.com has the breaking news. Thanks for listening.